From Spark and Anvil and Machine Forge, this is Loeb, in Chapter 1 of the Machine Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
In the corner of the workshop, a thick gray wheel turns smoothly on its spindle, round on every side but one, where a single smooth bump rode out and back. Resting on top of it sat a slim little rod. Each time the bump swung up under the rod climbed. Each time the bump passed, the rod dropped. Up, down, up, down. Loeb turned and turned, and the rod ticked out its patient rhythm, and Loeb was perfectly content. Round and round, that's all I'm given, it said, its calm center eye watching the rod rise and fall. But look what I make of it, a beat you could set a heart to. The bump came around again. The rod lifted, dropped. A spinning shape becomes a repeating push. Same turning, new pattern. Loeb loved nothing more than this steady up and down, dependable as a swing.
Long ago, Loeb had lived inside a music box, spinning below a comb of thin metal teeth. Its edge had been dotted with tiny bumps, and each bump, as Loeb turned, had plucked one tooth, plink, before letting it go. The bumps were arranged just so, and because Loeb spun at a steady pace, the plinks fell into a tune. Loeb never chose the notes, the shape of its bumps did. But it was Loeb's faithful turning that carried the melody around and around, the same little song every time the box was wound. That was the day young Loeb understood what it was for. A spinning thing could only spin. It couldn't tap or beat or count time by itself. But at a bump in the right place, and dumb, plain spinning became a rhythm. When the music box's lid finally cracked, the workshop lifted Loeb out, dusted its edge, and set a new follower rod on top so it could keep making beats out of turning. The first day at the workshop, Cog rolled over to watch the gray wheel turn and the little rod tick above it. "Show me what you do," Cog said. Loeb turned once, slow and deliberate. The bump swung up, the rod climbed, the bump slid past, the rod dropped. Tap. "That," Loeb said. "You gave me a steady spin. I gave you back a beat. I don't add any motion of my own. I just reshape the spinning you already have into a rise and a fall, over and over. Change the shape of my bump, and I'll change the rhythm. A tall bump for a big lift, two bumps for a double tap." Cog rolled around the wheel once, watching the rod keep perfect time. "You make motion dance," it said, and settled back to give Loeb room to spin.
An apprentice named Pip hooked Loeb up to a hand crank and balanced a tiny hammer on top as the follower. "Crank me slow," Loeb said. Pip turned the handle. Loeb spun, the bump came around and lifted the hammer, then let it fall. Tap. Around again. Tap. Again. Tap. A perfect even beat filled the corner of the workshop. "You hear that?" Loeb said. "Your steady cranking turned into a drum beat. You didn't tap the hammer once. I did. Every single time my bump came around." Pip cranked faster, and the taps came quicker, still perfectly spaced. "See? Speed the spin, speed the beat. Now watch this." Loeb held still while Pip swapped in a wheel with two bumps. When Pip cranked again, the hammer went tap, 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 tap. A little double knock instead of a single. "Two bumps, double the taps," Loeb said, delighted. "A music box plucks its notes this way. An engine opens its valves at exactly the right moment this way. A toy makes a figure wave and bow this way. All of us take a plain spin and give it timing." Pip cranked and cranked, watching the hammer keep faultless time, grinning at the neat little pattern coming out of nothing but a turn.
When his hand tired, Pip slowed the crank and let the last few taps ring out. Tap, tap, tap. Softer and softer, until the wheel eased to rest with its bump pointing up at the ceiling. "There's something lovely in it, isn't there?" Loeb said quietly. The same small motion, again and again, never wrong, never late. Like a swing you don't have to push, like a heartbeat you don't have to think about. Pip nodded, resting his chin on the bench, listening to the memory of the beat still ticking in his head. Something in him had gone calm and glad, the same soft, steady feeling as being rocked, or hearing rain keep an even patter on a roof. He set the crank going one more gentle turn, and the little hammer answered, tap, and the whole corner of the workshop seemed happy in the quiet, dependable rhythm of it.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Loeb. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.